Hi there. The word for you today is on walking on water. In Psalm 46 verse 1 we read that God is a very present help in trouble. Let's observe two final things about the story of the disciples in the storm. Okay? Number one, between the dread and the devastation, look for the deliverer. Picture a boat lashed by huge waves. Frightened disciples who thought they were going under. They actually forgot this promise. God is a very present help when you are in trouble. Therefore, writes the psalmist, we will not fear. They didn't look for Jesus to rescue them. Yet as the night advanced and things looked hopeless, the Bible says, and he went to them, walking upon the sea. Did they rejoice? No, they didn't. Their fear intensified and they said, it's a ghost. Look out. Your fear can distort your perceptions and make you see the answer as just another problem. Often what appears to you to be a threat is actually a blessing in disguise about to manifest itself. For example, you lose your job and God opens up a better one. But your fear and inadequacy make you avoid the interview. You don't go so you don't get the job. Hey, look to Jesus in your time of fear. When he takes away something lesser, it's always to give you something greater. And a second thing in this story, God's best always requires facing what you fear. Jesus called Peter to come to him, deciding it was safer in the storm with Jesus than in the boat without him. Peter walked toward him. But there's always a moment after you step out in faith when you get a case of the what-ifs. What if I'm not up to this? Peter heard it, and the waves began to engulf him, panicked. He called, and Jesus immediately reached down and rescued him. Peter wasn't drowning. He was actually learning and growing. Hey, when you walk by faith, even your failures will lead to success. So, step out with Jesus. He won't let you down.